Mostly sunny, hot, and humid weather today, a high of 95. And for this afternoon, a 50-50 chance for rain and storms.
Good morning. The Supreme Court ruling on presidential
coercion, a felony, also took effect. For NPR News, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
You're listening to NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. The hospital in Liberty, Missouri has officially joined the University of Kansas health system. That's despite political backlash on both sides of the state line. Officials at Liberty Hospital say they needed to merge or risk being bought up by a for-profit chain. KU Health System President Bob Page says this route allows Liberty to continue serving future generations.
It is incredibly difficult in healthcare today to remain a completely independent hospital. By becoming part of this health system, they will be able to offer some of the most advanced treatments and expertise anywhere in the country.
KU Health reports about 35% of their patients currently come from the state of Missouri. A federal appeals court has allowed the U.S. Education Department to move ahead with a plan to lower monthly payments for millions of student loan borrowers, putting on hold a ruling last week by a lower court. This ruling from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals puts back on track a central part of President Biden's efforts to lower or even cancel student debt. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing the Biden administration, arguing that student loans shouldn't have to be paid back by those who didn't even go to college. Spirit AeroSystems is operating as usual. Following an announcement, it will be purchased by Boeing. Boeing will use stock to finance the nearly $5 billion purchase. Spirit officials have been meeting with employees to share information about the proposed deal. Here's company spokesman Joe Buccino.
For us, this is, we'll continue with business as usual until this transaction closes, which we anticipate to be the middle of next year.
Boeing has been in talks for months to buy Spirit, which is a company it used to own. Spirit AeroSystems is Wichita's largest employer. Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad has laid off 31 employees in the Topeka area. WIBW-TV reports that BNSF laid off 25 electricians and six others on Friday. These latest layoffs were confirmed on Friday. Back in February, BNSF laid off more than 80 Topeka area employees. The company blames the layoffs on reduced coal production and demand. BNSF officials say they are offering incentives and preferential hiring to employees who are willing to relocate to other areas. The forecast for the KPR listening area looks like this: mostly sunny and hot, a high of 95, a heat advisory in effect from noon until 8 p.m., and then this afternoon, a 50-50 chance for showers and storms. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
This is NPR News.
Still to come on Kansas Public Radio. As Americans celebrate the day that gave white men life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the Broadway musical Suffs explores the styles of activism among the women who fought for equal rights, the so-called suffragettes. We'll look at that Broadway musical straight ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. And we'll both be listening, but I seriously doubt NPR will talk about the pivotal role the state of Kansas played in the suffragette movement. But I'm here today, so I'll tell you. One of the biggest suffragettes was Susan B. Anthony, who spent a lot of time in Kansas because her brother was the mayor of Leavenworth and the publisher of a newspaper there. She campaigned in Kansas along with a lot of other women to give women the right to vote, the 19th Amendment. In any event, that's your little Kansas trivia for today. I will say that the national suffragette movement adopted the sunflower and the color of sunflower yellow as part of their national movement to give women the right to vote. We'll see what NPR has to say, but I doubt they'll get deep into the Kansas weeds of the suffragette movement. And that's frankly why I'm here today, pass along this tidbit of knowledge. Here's what the weather is doing to us. A heat advisory takes effect at noon and will last until 8 o'clock tonight. Mostly sunny, hot weather, high of 95 expected. This afternoon, a 50-50 chance for rain and storms. And then we have a nearly 100% chance for showers and storms this evening.
Support for NPR comes from this station and...
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Sunny skies, hot weather, and rain. That's what's in store for today. We'll have a high of 95. A heat advisory takes effect at noon. And this afternoon and this evening, showers and storms.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:31. Liberty Hospital in Missouri officially joined the University of Kansas Health System yesterday, despite backlash on both sides of the state line. Noah Taborda reports.
Liberty Hospital sought a merger to keep up with industry changes and meet growing demand in Platte and Clay counties. The merger faced criticism from lawmakers who didn't like the idea of an out-of-state hospital running one in Missouri. But Tammy Peterman, president of KU Health's Kansas City division, says about 35% of the health system's patients are already from Missouri.
We knew eventually we would need a way to care for more patients in Missouri and the Northland to keep care close to home.
Peterman says they'll focus on ways Liberty Hospital can best be integrated into the health system in the coming months. I'm Noah Taborda.
Boeing has reached a deal to buy Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems. Boeing says it will use stock to finance the nearly $5 billion deal. It also will acquire about $3 billion in Spirit AeroSystems debt. Boeing has been in talks for months now to buy Spirit, which is Wichita's largest employer. Spirit makes about 70% of Boeing's 737 jetliner. A new program from Kansas State University is helping rural families check the safety of their drinking water. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
K-State 105 educates Kansans on testing their well water for pollution that can come from lawn and crop fertilizers and from livestock and pets. It mails information to residents and provides free testing to some. Stacy Minson, a watershed specialist at K-State, says private wells aren't regulated.
That's the biggest thing. It's the responsibility of you as the well owner to know what's in your water. And so hopefully this helps them do that.
The State Environment Department, State Water Plan, and Environmental Protection Agency help K-State 105 fund this work. To learn about testing well water, contact K-State Extension or your county health department. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A heat advisory takes effect at noon. It'll last until 8 o'clock tonight. Mostly sunny and hot weather, a high of 95 with showers and storms expected.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
This is NPR News.
This is KPR on Kansas Public Radio. That doesn't even make any sense. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Well, here's something coming up. Homelessness is on the rise in Kansas, and some state lawmakers want to help communities by funding shelters that serve unhoused people. But some rural lawmakers are not convinced that taxpayers from small towns should be helping fix what they believe is an urban problem.
Why do they have to step in and help if the urban area is basically not doing the things that most of Kansas thinks they should do?
Coming up next, we'll hear how Kansas groups helping unhoused people are frustrated with the lack of support from the state. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Grace Cathedral in Topeka, celebrating Independence Day with an hour-long community worship service at 10 a.m., featuring patriotic music by handbell choir, mass choir singers, and a brass quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
A heat advisory will take effect at noon today and last through 8 o'clock tonight. It should be mostly sunny and hot with a high of 95 degrees. However, this afternoon we have a 50-50 chance for showers and storms. And then tonight, a nearly 100% chance for rain and thunderstorms. This is KPR.
I'm Jesse Thorne.
Good morning, it's Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. For the last 2 years, state lawmakers have considered ways to address growing homelessness in the state of Kansas. But so far, little help has come. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, groups helping homeless people are frustrated with the lack of support.
Federal data shows homelessness in Kansas grew by 10% between 2022 and 2023. It's not only rising in large urban areas, and that will likely lead to some new faces considering the issue in the future. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Leavenworth.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, education, and other policy issues, along with the many factors that influence them. You'll find more stories like this one on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
More news still to come on Kansas Public Radio. And here's how the weather will take shape. Mostly sunny and hot, weather a high of 95. We do have a 50-50 chance for rain and storms this afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms likely tonight, nearly 100%. It'll be humid tonight with a low of 70. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 50-50 chance for rain, high of 83 on Wednesday. So this heat advisory that takes effect at noon could push the heat index values up to 108 late this afternoon. This is KPR.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez. Last month, China empowered its Coast Guard to board any vessels in waters it considers its own. That includes the waters around one Taiwanese island where...
Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 2nd. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan. You'll also catch us broadcasting live online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's going to be hot today and this afternoon and this evening. Pretty good chance for showers and storms.
Hurricane strength as it passes Jamaica Wednesday and the Cayman Islands Thursday. Michael Copley, NPR News.
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. The hospital in Liberty, Missouri has joined the University of Kansas Health System. That's despite political backlash on both sides of the state line. Officials at Liberty Hospital said yesterday that they needed to merge or risk being purchased by a for-profit chain. KU Health System President Bob Page says this route allows Liberty to continue serving future generations.
It is incredibly difficult in healthcare today to remain a completely independent hospital. By becoming part of this health system, they will be able to offer some of the most advanced treatments and expertise anywhere in the country.
KU Health reports about 35% of its patients currently come from the state of Missouri. Spirit AeroSystems is operating as usual. Following the announcement, it will be purchased by Boeing. Boeing says it will use stock to finance the nearly $5 billion deal. Spirit officials have been meeting with employees in Wichita this week to share information about the proposed deal. Joe Buccino is a company spokesman.
For us, this is, we'll continue with business as usual until this transaction closes, which we anticipate to be the middle of next year.
Boeing has been in talks for months to purchase Spirit, a company it used to own. A federal appeals court has allowed the U.S. Education Department to move forward with a plan to lower monthly payments for millions of student loan borrowers, putting on hold a ruling last week by a lower court. This ruling from the 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals puts back on track a central part of President Biden's latest effort to lower or even cancel student debt. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is suing the Biden administration, arguing that student loans taken out voluntarily shouldn't have to be paid back by taxpayers who didn't even go to college. With a grant from the Sunflower Foundation, researchers at the University of Kansas Medical Center are working to come up with solutions to food insecurity. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Christina Bridges is one of the researchers working on the project. She says food insecurity is linked to preventable conditions like type 2 diabetes and poor mental health. So they've partnered with health centers across Kansas in areas that are defined as food deserts, where people have little or no access to healthy food. Bridges says they've connected about 200 patients to healthy groceries, but she says policy changes are needed to give more Kansans access to healthy food and improve health outcomes.
So the question is, could health insurance companies cover the cost of healthy food provision? Could Medicaid, Medicare cover the cost?
Bridges says addressing food insecurity will ultimately save money on health costs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
And Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad has laid off 31 employees in Topeka. WIBW-TV reports that the railroad laid off 25 electricians and 6 other employees. In February, the railroad company laid off more than 80 Topeka area employees. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Amy Martinez in Los Angeles, California.
And I'm Michelle Martin in Washington, D.C. Good morning. The Supreme Court is once again the focus of politics.
Yeah, yesterday in a 6-3 opinion along ideological lines, the High Court ruled that former President Donald Trump has broad immunity from prosecution, all but ensuring that his trial will be delayed until after the November election, if it happens at all. Last night at the White House, President Biden criticized the court's opinion.
For all practical purposes, today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States.
The court's opinions on this case and on abortion 2 years ago will likely be front and center in the upcoming election.
So joining us now to talk about all this is NPR senior editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Michelle.
So how will the Supreme Court factor into this election?
Well, I mean, it's squarely in the center of it. You know, first, the timing of this decision comes about 4 months until Election Day. The court waiting as long as it did to address the immunity question without any real urgency, it seemed, then release the opinion on the last day of the term and send it back to the lower court means that there's no chance voters will have a verdict to consider in the January 6th case against former President Trump before the fall. The court had already become a lightning rod for the left. The Dobbs ruling that overturned Roe 2 years ago has fired up Democrats and hurt trust in the court. Biden, with his remarks last night, was yet another indication, really, that Democrats are in many ways running against the Supreme Court now. But the court has really never been a top voting issue in presidential elections for Democrats the way it has for Republicans before. It was a major focus for Republicans for more than 50 years. You could argue that their political work and activism meant that they were ready for the moment when it came to reshape the court. Let's see if the threat of giving Trump broad immunity for official acts, essentially meaning he could use the powers of the office in whatever way he chooses, changes anything for the left, which has not been enthusiastic at all about voting for Biden.
Say more about how the Supreme Court's decisions in recent years has shaped the public's view of the court, which likes to see itself as above all this, as above politics.
Sure. I mean, you know, they've been enormously consequential. You know, trust in the court has nosed.
This is NPR News.
How can we get googly eyes on the buses here in Lawrence? Someone should look into that. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:19 on this second day of July. It's going to be hot today, too. A heat advisory will take effect at noon and last through 8 o'clock tonight. Eventually, we'll have a mostly sunny sky, a high of 95. This afternoon, a 50-50 chance for showers and storms. The heat index values today could hit 108, but we will have a gusty south wind, sometimes at 30 miles an hour. Tonight, it's nearly a 100% chance for precipitation in the form of rain and maybe thunderstorms. Humid conditions, an overnight low of 70. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, humid, 50-50 chance for rain on Wednesday. Tomorrow's high around 83 degrees. Here in Lawrence, mostly cloudy and 77. Same thing in Topeka. In Manhattan, cloudy and 78. Kansas City with sunshine and 77. Chanute, partly cloudy and 78 with windy conditions in Chanute. Emporia, quite windy this morning too. 78 degrees there.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Farmers Market, Tuesdays from 4 to 6 in South Park with Tasting Tuesdays, and Saturdays from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire. Event information on their Facebook and Instagram.
Homelessness in Kansas is rising, and some state lawmakers want to help communities by funding shelters that serve homeless people. But some rural lawmakers are not convinced that taxpayers from small towns should be helping to fix problems that they believe are occurring in urban areas.
Why do they have to step in and help if the urban area is basically not doing the things that most of Kansas thinks they should do?
Coming up on KPR, we'll hear how Kansas groups helping unhoused people are frustrated with the lack of support from the state. More on this at 7:45 this morning on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard, Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com.
It's mostly cloudy and 77 degrees at Kansas Public Radio.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez. 5 months of rain in just 15 days. That's what soaked one state in southern Brazil in May. The water...
Join us for All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host from 3 to 7.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
It'll be mostly sunny and hot today, a high of 95, but also a 50-50 chance for showers and storms this afternoon, and a 100% chance tonight.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News from Lawrence. I'm Jay Schaefer. Storms brought heavy rains to Kansas City, leading to flash flooding in parts of the metro. The Kansas City Star reports that nearly 7 inches of rain fell over the course of just 6 hours. The southern half of Kansas City saw the heaviest rainfall, and the fast-rising water caught many motorists off guard as they tried to pass through streets and highways. Some drivers had to be rescued. WIBW-TV reports that floodwaters also closed part of U.S. Highway 56 in Osage County, where 4 to 7 inches of rain fell Monday morning. Liberty Hospital in Liberty, Missouri has joined the University of Kansas Health System. This became official yesterday, despite backlash on both sides of the state line.
Liberty Hospital sought a merger to keep up with industry changes and meet growing demand in Platte and Clay counties. The merger faced criticism from lawmakers who didn't like the idea of an out-of-state hospital running one in Missouri. But Tammy Peterman, president of KU Health's Kansas City division, says about 35% of the health system's patients are already from Missouri.
We knew eventually we would need a way to care for more patients in Missouri and the Northland to keep care close to home.
Peterman says they'll focus on ways Liberty Hospital can best be integrated into the health system in the coming months. I'm Noah Taborda.
Boeing has reached a deal to buy Wichita-based Spirit AeroSystems. Boeing will use stock to finance the nearly $5 billion deal. It also will acquire about $3 billion worth of Spirit debt. Boeing has been in talks for months to buy Spirit, which is Wichita's largest employer. Spirit makes about 70% of Boeing's 737 airplane. A new program from Kansas State University is helping rural families check the safety of their drinking water. Celia Yopis Jepson reports.
K-State 105 educates Kansans on testing their well water for pollution that can come from lawn and crop fertilizers and from livestock and pets. It mails information to residents and provides free testing to some. Stacy Minson, a watershed specialist at K-State, says private wells aren't regulated.
That's the biggest thing. It's the responsibility of you as the well owner to know what's in your water. And so hopefully this helps them do that.
The State Environment Department, State Water Plan, and Environmental Protection Agency help K-State 105 fund this work. To learn about testing well water, contact K-State Extension or your county health department. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A heat advisory takes effect at noon. It's going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 95. This afternoon will also bring a 50% chance of showers and storms. Rain and storms are nearly certain for tonight.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
Hailed at DoleInstitute.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Homelessness in Kansas is on the rise, and some state lawmakers would like to help communities by funding shelters that serve homeless people. But some rural lawmakers are not convinced that taxpayers from small towns should be helping to fix what they believe is mostly an urban problem.
Why do they have to step in and help if the urban area is basically not doing the things that most of Kansas thinks they should do?
Coming up next on KPR, we'll hear how Kansas groups helping unhoused people are frustrated with the lack of support from the state.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Mostly sunny and hot today, we'll have a high of 95. A decent chance for showers and storms this afternoon. A much greater chance tonight. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. For the last 2 years, state lawmakers have considered ways to address growing homelessness in Kansas. But so far, little help has come. As Dylan Lyson of the Kansas News Service reports, groups helping unhoused people are frustrated with the lack of support.
Federal data shows homelessness in Kansas grew by 10% between 2022 and 2023. It's not only rising in large urban areas, but in smaller, tucked-away communities like...
The Kansas News Service is a collaborative effort involving Kansas Public Radio and a lot of other public media news outlets. The Kansas News Service reports on health, education, and other public policy issues, along with the many factors that influence them. You'll find this story and others just like it at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
Business news is up next from the Marketplace Morning Report. Partly cloudy skies, 79 degrees here in Lawrence. It's going to be mostly sunny, hot, and pretty humid today. A heat advisory takes effect at noon. It will last until 8 p.m. By this afternoon, we're looking at a 50-50 chance for storms. By tonight, a nearly 100% chance for rain and storms. Tomorrow, a 50-50 chance for showers and storms, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high of 83 for tomorrow.
It's finally happening.
K210 CR in Atchison and K25 8BT in Manhattan. Check us out online at kansaspublicradio.org. It'll be mostly sunny and hot today, a high of 95, with showers and storms later today and definitely tonight.
Good morning. The Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity.
Medical supplies. Aya Boltraoui, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Storms brought heavy rains to Kansas City Monday, leading to flash flooding in several parts of the metro. The Kansas City Star reports that nearly 7 inches of rain fell over the course of just 6 hours. The southern half of Kansas City got the brunt of the rain, and the fast-rising waters caught many motorists by surprise. Some of the drivers had to be rescued. Meanwhile, WIBW-TV reports that floodwaters closed part of U.S. Highway 56 in Osage County yesterday. Anywhere from 4 to 7 inches of rain fell, leading to flooding in several eastern Kansas communities, including Osage City, Burlington, Carbondale, Overbrook, Scranton, Admire, and Allen, just to name a few. The hospital in Liberty, Missouri, has officially joined the University of Kansas Health System, and that's despite political backlash on both sides of the state line. Officials at Liberty Hospital said yesterday that they needed to merge or they would risk being purchased by a for-profit chain. KU Health System President Bob Page says this route allows Liberty to continue serving future generations.
It is incredibly difficult in healthcare today to remain a completely independent hospital. By becoming part of this health system, they will be able to offer some of the most advanced treatments and expertise anywhere in the country.
KU Health reports about 35% of its patients currently come from the state of Missouri. With a grant from the Sunflower Foundation, researchers at the University of Kansas Medical Center are now working to come up with solutions to food insecurity. We get more from Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Christina Bridges is one of the researchers working on the project. She says food insecurity is linked to preventable conditions like type 2 diabetes and poor mental health. So they've partnered with health centers across Kansas in areas that are defined as food deserts, where people have little or no access to healthy food. Bridges says they've connected about 200 patients to healthy groceries, but she says policy changes are needed to give more Kansans access to healthy food and improve health outcomes. So the question is, could health insurance companies cover the cost of healthy food provision? Could Medicaid, Medicare, cover the cost? Bridges says addressing food insecurity will ultimately save money on health costs. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
A new program from K-State is helping rural families check the safety of their drinking water.
K-State 105 educates Kansans on testing their well water for pollution that can come from lawn and crop fertilizers and from livestock and pets. It mails information to residents and provides free testing to some. Stacy Minson, a watershed specialist at K-State, says private wells aren't regulated.
That's the biggest thing. It's the responsibility of you as the well owner to know what's in your water. And so hopefully this helps them do that.
The State Environment Department, State Water Plan, and Environmental Protection Agency help K-State 105 fund this work. To learn about testing well water, contact K-State Extension or your county health department. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
And for Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martin.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 91.3 in Junction City. You'll find all of our many, many frequencies on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Well, if you like sunny, hot, and humid weather, you'll love today. We'll have a high of 95. A heat advisory takes effect at noon. It will be in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. Meanwhile, we have a 50-50 chance for showers and storms this afternoon as we watch the heat index values climb up to 108 degrees. Rain and thunderstorms are almost a certainty tonight. The National Weather Service says we have a near 100% chance for precipitation this evening and tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of just 83 on Wednesday, but there's a 50-50 chance for showers and storms in the forecast for Wednesday, which means even more humidity for tomorrow. What about the 4th of July? Well, apparently Mother Nature wants to keep us safe from fires. There's a 60% chance of rain and storms on Independence Day, high of 88 degrees. Coming up next on the program, a look at a Broadway musical called Suffs. It's all about the suffragettes. Kansas, of course, played a pivotal role in the fight to get women the right to vote. Here's something you may not know. At the national level, the suffragettes adopted the sunflower and the color of sunflower yellow to represent the suffragist movement. And of course, many suffragettes, including Susan B. Anthony, made many trips to Kansas to fight for the right of women to vote. Susan B. Anthony's brother was the mayor of Leavenworth and ran a newspaper there. Lots of Kansas connections to the suffragist movement, none of which we will hear next, so I'm telling you now, we're going to hear about the music from the Broadway musical, Suffs. That's straight ahead here on KPR.
As Americans this week celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence in 1776, we turn to another fight for independence, one that took nearly 150...
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson is your host on our afternoon news magazine. All Things Considered can be heard every day from 3 to 7. That's Monday through Friday on KPR. A heat advisory will go into effect at noon. It will last until 8 o'clock this evening. Mostly sunny skies, hot weather expected, a high of 95, and a good chance for rain this afternoon and tonight.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Modern Age.
He was speaking to NPR's Morning Edition. This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Storms brought heavy rains to Kansas City Monday, leading to flash flooding in several parts of the metro. The Kansas City Star reports that nearly 7 inches of rain fell over the course of just 6 hours. The southern half of Kansas City got the brunt of the rain. The fast-rising water caught many motorists by surprise, and some drivers had to be rescued yesterday. Liberty Hospital in Missouri has joined the University of Kansas Health System. That became official yesterday despite backlash on both sides of the state line.
Liberty Hospital sought a merger to keep up with industry change.
We knew eventually we would need a way to care for more patients in Missouri and the Northland to keep care close to home.
Peterman says they'll focus on ways Liberty Hospital can best be integrated into the health system in the coming months. I'm Noah Taborda.
Researchers at the KU Med Center are working to find solutions to food insecurity. They've partnered with health centers in parts of Kansas that have been identified as so-called food deserts. That's where people have little or no access to healthy food. The focus of this KU research includes parts of western and southeastern Kansas, as well as Lawrence, Wichita, and Topeka. Christina Bridges is one of the researchers. She says the project provides access to healthy food to people facing food insecurity who also have diet-related health issues.
Food insecurity, it's known to be linked to costly and preventable chronic conditions, including obesity, diabetes, heart disease, poor mental health, and a number of others.
Bridges says about 1 in 6 Kansans live in food deserts. She says participants in the project have seen significant improvements in their health. This program is funded in part by a grant from the Sunflower Foundation, which also provides financial aid to Kansas Public Radio. This is KPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
The Brass Quintet. Details at gracecathedraltopeka.org.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in on this second day of July. Coming up from 9 to noon on KPR 1, it's classical music with Cordelia Brown. If you're listening this morning on KPR 2, stick around for the BBC News at 9 o'clock.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
A heat advisory takes effect at noon. It will last until 8 o'clock tonight. For the most part today, mostly sunny skies, hot weather, a high of 95. But this afternoon, we'll have a 50% chance for showers and storms. And tonight, rain and thunderstorms are likely. Nearly 100% chance tonight.
I'm Jesse Thorne. This week, Caitlin Olson of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia tells me how to run straight into a parked car head first.
It's like a beautiful ballet move.
Thank you. You just do it and hope that people laugh and hope that nothing breaks again.
Plus, I'll talk with the legendary country singer, Tanya Tucker. That's on the next Bullseye for MaximumFun.org and NPR.
Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on KPR 1.
Good morning, May Martinez.
This is NPR News.
And this is the place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Stick around for the classics with Cordelia Brown from 9 to noon today on KPR 1. If you're listening to us on KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC News Hour at 9 o'clock.
And on their Facebook and Instagram.
Last week, KPR made an appeal to listeners to help us close out our fiscal year on solid and firm financial footing. And you responded. I don't know how many thousands of dollars short we were, but we needed $25,000 in a couple of days. And you came through, and we just wanted to say thank you for all of your support of KPR. If you missed out on our appeal, know this, you can always make a pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks for your support. The music of Charles Ives, Variations on America. It's just one of the items coming up this morning on KPR 1 with our classical friend Cordelia Brown. The music of George Friedrich Handel, also coming up, Concerto Grosso No. 7 in B-flat. And how about the Carnival of the Animals, Camille Saint-Saëns? Stick around for the classics with Cordy from 9 to noon, only on KPR 1. On KPR 2, it's news and talk around the clock. It's 8:51.
This is Morning Edition from
Martinez.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for being here on this Tuesday morning, July 2nd. This is KPR, or Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next, the latest news from NPR, and then our classical friend, Cordelia Brown, will be in. Looking at her playlist right now, it is jam-packed. How about Charles Ives, Variations on America? Looks like we're going to be hearing that right after the 9 o'clock news from NPR. Also coming up this morning, a piano sonata from Beethoven. the music of Felix Mendelssohn. Also, Carnival of the Animals from Saint-Saëns and Handel's Concerto Grosso No. 7. I believe those are all coming up in the next hour. And she'll have two more hours after that. So stick around for the classics here on KPR. A sunny and hot day in store for us as we warm up to around 95. At noon, a heat advisory will take effect. It will remain in effect until 8 o'clock tonight. And the heat index values could reach 108 this afternoon. We could cool off a little bit because we have a 50-50 chance of showers and storms this afternoon. The chance for rain and thunderstorms very likely tonight. You rarely see the Weather Service say a near 100% chance of rain and thunderstorms, and yet that's what's in tonight's forecast for most of the KPR listening area. And tomorrow, a 50-50 chance of rain and storms, otherwise just mostly cloudy, humid, high of 83 on Wednesday. The news is next. This is Kansas Public Radio.